I could lie to you, but what's the point? I think that that's the real beauty of Facebook, is that you can love the holy heck out of people from far away. You know what I mean? You can just like their stuff and write loving things on their wall, and they don't know your address. Like, how cool is that? I love that. You know, like, everything is about how you frame it, how you use it. Nothing is good or bad. And the older I get, the more I realize that it's whatever you ascribe, whatever you decide that thing is, you know? Is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? And a few years ago, I saw a documentary called The Artist is Present. And it was about this woman, Marina Abramović, who did a performance art piece in New York City where she sat at the MoMA across in a table in a specially designed dress that was very lovely and dramatic, so she could sit for 14, 15 hours a day. And she would sit at a table and evidently had this power of staring people in the eye with complete focus and unconditional love, which used to not be rare years ago that people could sit still and look at other people in the eye. But evidently now it's like a fucking commodity you buy a ticket to. And she would sit at this table, and people sat with her for a minute or 90 seconds. It was like a thing, you know, and she would stare at them with full attention and unconditional love, and they would burst into tears or freak out, or people waited in line. You're nodding because evidently you're aware of this, my hippie friend in the crochet. And she sat at this table for 14 hours a day for months at a time, and the lines at the MoMA were around the block, people waiting to sit at this table. And security guards had to stop people from taking their clothes off. People wanted to sit in front of her naked, and celebrities did it. Jay-Z did it. You know, if he did it, it was big. And yeah, everybody knows him and Bay run the world. But the point is that after I watched it, I thought, that's going to be my spirit animal. That's it, right there. Monique is present. You know, I'm everywhere I am, I'm there. Like, people ask me now, what's your material about? What do you talk about? And I say, well, mostly relationships, because that's an easy answer. But it's kind of like cooking a meal. You wouldn't ask a chef, what's going to be the special 3 weeks from Tuesday? Because I don't know. Because you're the ingredients. Like, I didn't know Greg was going to be there. Come on, that's a roast right there. That's a... Honestly, Greg, that's a high compliment. I don't even eat meat myself, but I'm not a vegetarian. I'm not one of those people. Like I watch what I eat, but I don't care. In fact, when I tell men I don't eat meat, they go, well, do you mind if I eat meat? Like, you know, it's always dudes. Women do their own thing, you know? But guys are always like, do you mind if I... No, please, eat a steak. You're going to need a lot of protein to deal with me. You know, like, you eat a lot. Eat a half a cow. I don't care. I don't care what you do. Because I gotta be honest with you. See, that's one of those double standard, sexist, knife cuts both ways. I watch what I eat because I'm a girl, you know? I don't trust men that are picky eaters and watch what they eat. I gotta be honest with you, too ladylike. I like to see, not only do I like to see men eat meat, Greg, I like them to eat meat and potatoes and gravy, and I don't like them to eat like with prissy manners and stuff on the side. I like them to eat like they're on Naked and Afraid. You know what I mean? Like, I enjoy watching men really. Physical pleasures are physical pleasures. I tell women, you don't want that salad dressing on the side guy, you know, with the fancy manners. You want the guy that slurps, you know? You want the guy that gets spaghetti sauce on his shirt. Like, that's the guy that'll lick you like a snow cone at State Fair. You want the soup slurper. You want the guy that slurps his soup and... I think I've become Jason's spirit animal. I think Monique is present and Jason is in the house. I like that. I'll be at Whole Foods, Greg, and some little dude will sidle up to me in his Lululemon yoga pants. Like I know that dudes do yoga, but I don't want to see that shit, okay? Like, just put on your man pants before you talk to me, all right? And then they think they're going to find some doorway because I'm eating Brussels sprouts. They'll be like, oh, are you keto? Are you paleo? It's like, no, I'm Puerto Rican. Okay, I, what the hell, you know?